Rural News Time, Maya Burry is here. Kia ora, Maya.
Morena, Susie.
Now, shearers going to find out soon if they can bring in overseas workers this season.
The industry's been anxiously waiting to find out if it will be able to bring in up to 60 overseas shearers. That's to fill gaps in the local workforce. Workers really starting to ramp up, and farmers say that more shearers are needed to avoid problems such as fly strike, but also just animals suffering in the heat in their woolly coats this summer. Now, the association's president, Mark Barrowcliffe, says that the industry presented its case to the immigration minister some time ago, but it was still waiting to hear if that request would be granted. The Immigration Minister Chris Farfoy has now told RNZ that he is aware of the issue with shearers and knows how important it is. He says he will look to consider advice once the new government and executive has been formed. Now that process was expected to take about 2 to 3 weeks, so an announcement shouldn't be too far away on that.
Now scientists are lamenting what they say is a deafening silence over gene technology.
They say that little has been done since a Royal Commission looked at the subject 2 decades ago, or since a Royal Society report was done in August last year. Now, around 100 scientists gathered at Lincoln University or via Zoom last week to try and end this silence. It was chaired by Professor John Hickford. He's the president of the Institute of Agricultural and Horticultural Science. He says that there's a lack of debate in New Zealand and it's left many people in the dark, but he says that they did certainly learn plenty at the seminar.
Some really interesting things from, you know, the fact that we probably will not see any form of genetic modification of our livestock animals for a long time to come, but the feed that we feed to livestock, the ryegrass and these species, may be modified, to the observation that we'll have canned fruit and vegetables coming into New Zealand potentially in the next 2 years from Australia that's likely to be gene edited. Under the requirements of the food standards from Australia and New Zealand, it would be legally coming into New Zealand.
And the seminar also heard of new research, including using gene technology to sterilise those troublesome wasps, also to develop plants with built-in protection against being eaten by insects. And Dr. Hickford says that these things must be discussed in New Zealand.
I think we've got to start having the dialogue, perhaps not about whether we should do it or not, but about the places where we might use it, where it might be more acceptable to the people of New Zealand, to tangata whenua, and what might be desirable. It might be a desirable use of the technology in pest control if it allowed us to move away from using a toxin or a herbicide or something, versus areas where we may not choose to indulge it, food production or in an export crop or export animal. So we've got to be able to have a sensible discussion, and to do that you've got to know what's being done and its strengths and weaknesses. You can't have sensible discussions in a vacuum.
That's Professor John Hickford, and some speakers at the seminar called for deregulation of genetic technology.
Now, there are also strong opponents to GE in the environment.
There sure are. So GE Free New Zealand spokesperson John Carapiet says that this would have long-term risks, and he says that the subject has been well debated.
Well, there hasn't really been a deafening silence, perhaps maybe in the media, but there's been a lot of work in the subsequent years following the Royal Commission with reports from the Crown Law Office and independent senior lawyers looking at particularly the liability around GMOs and genetic engineering. And that has led regional councils and local councils to take a little bit more of a discreet look at what is allowed under our current laws, because there is no ban on GMOs in New Zealand. Anyone can applied. But what's being argued is that the laws regulating genetic engineering, including gene editing, are onerous on business. Now, that may be the case, but deregulation, allowing a wild west of gene editing, is not the option that most New Zealanders would want.
That's John Carapiet from GE Free New Zealand, and that wraps up the rural news for this morning.